This episode is brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief. Welcome to The Last Storm. My name is Mark Flatt, and I'm calling in from the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania. Today, as always, I'm joined by my brother Dave. He's calling in from Maryland at the banks of the Potomac River. Thanks for joining us. Here we go.
Dropped to 70 and I was sweating and I was like, what the fuck, you know, like this is like the lowest of the line in Hawaii and it's like
yeah
it's gonna be a fun, fun summer.
Yeah, dude, for real.
My AC is gonna be set up real high.
Yeah, when did you move in? Like in the fall, right?
I think our first week here was September 1st, I think.
Okay.
First week of September.
Yeah, it gets pretty muggy there, bro. It gets pretty muggy.
Yeah. That's the one thing I was like, oh, the humidity. But, I mean, we dealt never beached with the humidity, so I'm...
Yeah.
It's more a different swampy type of humidity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. It's just going to be... It's going to be a little weird, I guess, but... Man, how about that win, man? That was a phenomenal win right there. You got to give a lot of props to our G League and G League system. I love seeing these guys come up and play. But especially, man, Jalen Horde having another breakout game of his life. Call it whatever you want. 24 points, 21 rebounds, 3 steals, 3 assists in the 46 minutes he played. This was incredible, man. It was a pleasure to be able to see him play like he did last night.
Yeah, what a way to end the season in Oklahoma City. You know, falling down by, you know, 16, 17 points in the fourth quarter and then putting on a run and just really taking that game away from them. Pretty amazing to watch. And I'm, you know, really, really impressed with what this team is able to do. I mean, look, the fans wanted to see this team win. And, you know, the way they celebrated, the way it felt whenever Thunderstruck came on, and then to watch all the players, you know, just get around Jalen Horde while he's being interviewed and dump some water on him and enjoy that moment for him. It was the perfect way to end the game, end the season in Oklahoma City. It was just really, really great. And like you mentioned, that 24-point, 21-rebound game, like we saw him do the 20-rebound game a couple games ago. So we knew he was capable of that, even though we should still be a bit surprised. And in the post-game interview, we heard Nick Gallo talk to him about, you know, playing for the G League and, you know, the situation that took place for the G League when Olivier Sarr got pulled up and they suddenly needed to put Jalen Horde at the five. And that's not a position he's used to playing. He's used to playing on the wing. But that was a big part of why he was able to learn how to get these rebounds. He said he learned how to rebound at a different level when he was playing the five. And then now he comes in a power forward who's undersized and gets 2 games out of 3 where he puts up 20 rebounds. Pretty incredible job by him.
I get to that point where we're starting to recognize exactly what's happening in the G League as being passed around in the NBA. I mean, we talked about this a lot with about the post players and smaller sizes. One of the advantages that we have is the quick feet. And we saw it in the last 3 games where Horde has really hoarded all the rebounds. And to me, I'm kind of looking at it and seeing how, like, he was able to do that. And I keep saying to myself over and over and over again, this is something that's being taught. This is something that can be reproduced over and over and over and over again. Like, Jalen Horde is special in the aspect that he was able to figure out this year. Last year, we saw it with Moses Brown, right? This is something that's been happening with our G League players where guys are playing consistently in the G League and then coming up and getting a 20-20 game. Like, I say that with all due respect in the aspect of we saw it last year with Moses Brown and then this year with Jalen Horde. But Jalen Horde's had 2 games out of 3 with 20-plus rebounds. To me, this is just a unbelievable job by him, unbelievable job by this coaching staff. And but if you look at Jalen Horde, Kalazingas, right, Simpson, okay, Krejci, and Roby all started at some time or another on our G League this year. That this is our G League that just went out there and played. Yes, we played against the Portland Trail Blazers that are trying to lose as many possible games as possible to help their rank in the draft. But the reality is that this team was down 19 points and came back with just an incredible way. Krejci only 21 minutes and Lindy Waters only 4 minutes. Everybody else played 39 plus minutes though. This was truly spectacular. Waters, I don't feel like he got a lot of playing time because he got a hard foul in that first quarter or second quarter where he hit his head on the basket on the way down. But he scored 8 points in 4 minutes. So if he had stayed in the game, no telling what he would have been able to do. So just a really big win by this team with limited guys and really our G League team out there. Because Roby, G League. Horde, G League. Kazingas, G League. Simpson, G League. Krejci, G League. Waters, G League. And Sar, G League. So what else? I mean, this is it. I mean, this is where we're at right now. We're injured. We got more guys that are injured than guys that are healthy. And we've got to limp into next season and get as many wins as possible. We did it. We got the 3 wins that I felt like we could get. I mean, honestly, we got Jazz tonight. We got the Lakers coming up. Then we got the Clippers. So that's it. Mark, we could get one, maybe 2 more wins out of here. And maybe I was wrong by just cutting the team off by saying we could pull 3 more wins off before the end of the season. So, I mean, right now we're sitting at 24. Is 26 doable?
Well, maybe, but let's look at who we didn't play, because essentially when you take out Waters, like you said, he only played 5 minutes. We played 6 players, right? 6 players. It was 7, like I said, but minus Waters, and there we are at 6, and that's what's crazy. And Krejci, he only played 21 minutes. So maybe he has a minute restriction. I don't know exactly, but they're trying to give these other guys, like, superstar type minutes, 40 plus minutes each one of these guys, and that's going to be tough for them, but it's also the best opportunity they've ever had. But we didn't play Théo Maledon, we didn't play Poku, JRE, or Aaron Wiggins, who, as far as we know, those guys are still healthy. And this is just a full-blown lean into the opportunity to watch these guys improve. They've been working hard, and the guys that we got to see start, we've never seen up here with the Thunder before. And Xavier Simpson, I was really impressed with his game. Out of his 10 points, I think he hit 3 hook shots. And you know Michael Cage was loving that. And it was really fun to watch him, you know, throw that up there. I heard that the Thunder players know him as Captain Hook. And I dig that. I love the fact that he's out there just going into the big guys and throwing something that they're not used to. You got to be creative. And I was impressed with what he did. He did miss his only shot from outside. He didn't look very confident in shooting that, but he does have a tremendous amount of game. He's a great passer. He likes to attack on the pick and roll. He ended up with one steal, 2 blocks, and a total of 5 assists. Kicking 3 rebounds, not bad for a player that they claim is 6 foot, but, you know, they're probably fudging that a little bit. But I was impressed with his game. It was really impressive just to see him come out there and, you know, play the pace that he could do and that he's been playing at the G League. This is a showcase time for these guys and leading the team back for a win. Just so many good vibes in the locker room. The other guy, Dave, you tried saying his name. You did pretty good, and that was good enough for both of us. So I'm not going to even try, because when I hear them say it, I'm like, oh, I know I can say that. But then when I look at his name, I immediately forget how I heard them saying it. So we'll let that go. We'll call him, what'd you call him, Kazingas? I'm going to go with that.
Kalazinkas?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
That's the closest I could get. I mean, I know there's a T in there, so I don't know if the T is silent or if the T is supposed to be pronounced, but
there's all sorts of letters in there that I don't know if I'm supposed to pronounce or not. But I'd say this, like, he had good game. There was a scary moment for him. He went down. It looked like he might have, like, had a leg injury. He ended up, you know, standing up on the sideline, and that felt like a good sign because he did go down pretty hard, and you hate seeing that for anybody, especially a 10-day contract. That's scary. But let's talk about what we saw with him. I felt like he was a solid 3-point shooter. He went 2 for 7, so that's below what you want, but he had confidence in his stroke, and that was good to see. But what I thought he was really, really good at doing was finding the open man and doing it in a way where he's moving in a direction that the defense doesn't expect, and he finds the person spotting up or cutting in a spot that the defense didn't expect. So it was kind of like he had this offbeat game, but he was able to get to the spots he wanted to, And I was impressed with his game overall. 17 points, one rebound, two assists, three steals, one block. You know, just good to see these guys working hard and getting rewarded for the for this opportunity. And it was just amazing.
Yeah, and the aspect that we're not talking about is that $21.5 million that is going to be dispersed around the players that play this year. You know, I don't know what that would mean, but to guys like Simpson and Kalazaskis, like these are the guys that it truly means a lot because it could be a difference between $50,000. And you say, well, you know, to an NBA player, that's not a lot. But yes, to a G League player, that's a significant, significant amount of money. So looking at this, this is big. You know, I sent you an article earlier today, Mark. It talks about some of these guys and what's going to happen with them. Some of them were up for contracts right now. Some of them were up for this and that, you know, picking up their salaries and stuff like that. This is exciting stuff right now this offseason. We've got a lot of stuff that's going on, but the reality of what's happened with this team is the most exciting thing. This Thunder team has really put themselves in a position that anybody that we add this year to the draft is just an add-on. We have Isaiah Roby that stepped up in a huge way the second half. The first half, we saw Jeremiah Robinson Earl, really come out of his shell very, very quickly, faster than we all thought it was possible. We also saw Lindy Waters this year step up. Olivia Saar, you know, now we're talking about Jalen Horde. We're talking about Poku's biggest step up as of yet. Yes, he's very young in his career, but still, man, the way that he stepped up this year, truly spectacular. Maledon, Wiggins, I mean, all these guys that we watched play this year, it's been exciting. And I know that we're talking the last three games of the year, but I'm a little nostalgic being that this is our last home game. You know, every single home game, I feel like I watch rooting for the guy shooting the half court shot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever going to hit it. But last night, last home game, we saw the dude hit it. He got the $20,000. It was really unique in the aspect of you could see the pure joy in this guy's face. Like sometimes these guys win, they're like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But this guy, you could tell like the money meant everything to him. And it's just really neat that this happened. And especially being the last home game, what a way to go out winning. What could be our last win of the season? Who knows? And just everything else that happened. There was definitely a bunch of electricity in that stadium last night. And it was just great to see.
It was really fun to see. This team, they wanted to give the fans one last show. The fans showed up in big numbers. I was really impressed. I was very, very impressed with how many fans showed up. Let's talk about our centers in the game real quick. Roby went 7 for 18, 3 of 4 from deep, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 6 block shots, right? 6 block shots. That's crazy. Wow. 18 wow, that's great. Total points. And then Saar went 3 for 8. He kicked in 12 rebounds, five of those are offensive, one assist, two blocks, and a total of 10 points for Saar. So those guys held it down for us. I mean, look, they were looking at this game, and we were down 15-plus in the fourth quarter, and they just decided they wanted to give the fans one more show, and they did that, and I'm really proud of them. It means everything to the fans. It means everything to us, and honestly, for me to see the fans show up in that way and support their team, I've never seen a team that had, you know, this many wins get this level of support from their team. Usually there's a sense that they can't wait for the season to get over. But I saw the fans and it genuinely seemed like they didn't want to leave because even though this wasn't, you know, the wins that we're used to, they had a lot of fun and they're going to miss this team and we're going to come back better. And SGA talked about that a little bit before the game. He just said, we're really excited about next year, and we are. We're going to shock the whole NBA with what their predictions are going to be for us. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing about it, is that these guys are all ready to go. All their injuries are going to be, you know, healed day one of the offseason. And I think that's the thing that we need to look at. Yes, I understand what people say is that means the injuries weren't real. No, these injuries are real. You know, you see Dort in his sling, you see these other guys that are getting back from surgery. The injuries that they have are real injuries. Maybe they're just not injuries that they would have addressed until after the season typically. To me, that's okay. And that just means that this team is ready to go for next season. Nobody is majorly injured of the core that we have. I'm okay with playing the G League the rest of the games because we need to keep those guys ready to go for next year. The new pack of guys that will be coming in, we don't know where that's going to land. I'm hoping that we get the Clippers lose in the first round in the play-in game so that maybe we get two lottery picks. It'll be great. But we also can't be picky on that. I know Mark and I have started talking about making our first podcast at the end of the year what we would consider our redraft to the NBA draft. How many picks would Oklahoma City have in the top 20 if this was the case? And Mark and I will be breaking that down. But that's in the future. I'm more excited about what happened last night. I'm still vibing about that. Like I said, every game at this point that we win is our last game. We played seven guys. We had, this is what I think is great, 12 steals, Mark, 12 blocks. You love seeing those stat lines like that. The other thing that was interesting was we had 16 turnovers, which is high, but we would play with old G League guys. That's not too high knowing that. 18 bench points. This is only the second time this season and the second time over the last 3 years that we have not scored 20 points in a game. So that was a significant thing right there. But in the long run, when you're only playing two guys off the bench, one of which only played 4 minutes, that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. We had fast break points. We had 9, which is a little low for us. And we gave up 10. They had a number of fast break points where they're able to get dunks and really nice alley-oops. But that just happens in games against fast break teams like Portland. And I know that some people are like, oh, Portland's not really a fast break. Well, just look at their stats. They understand the game. Their coach, Chauncey Billups, is one of the best guys leading a fast break in recent history in the NBA. So these are the things that you see these guys do really well. So when you see us hold Portland to 10 points in the fast break, you're like, ouch, that's a little high. It is a little high, but it's good for Portland, for us, what we're able to do. And again, I'm just stoked that this team played like this as a team. Hordes 24 and 21 is the seventh time a player has gotten a 20-20 game in the Oklahoma City Thunder. Last year, we saw Moses Brown. So again, this is a great opportunity for this young man. I hope this helps his career, because anytime that you get a 20-20 game like this, this should be received very highly. And we see Moses Brown. He still has a job in the NBA over the Cleveland Cavaliers because of his 20-20 game, I feel.
Yeah, for sure. It's a big deal for him. It's a big deal for the organization. And overall, I'm just really proud of what we've been able to see from this group. I know I keep saying that, but it would be easy for these guys and even the players who aren't playing to mail it in. But the support that we saw from the guys off the bench, continuing to give everybody, the attention that they deserve because they're working hard. It's been really fun. And, it's been awesome this season. Now we're going on the road to finish up the season. And at that point, let's talk about tonight. We're playing the Jazz, bro. Like the Jazz have blown a couple of 20-point leads in the last two games. I think two of the last three they've blown 20-point leads. They're trying to avoid the play-in game. I think they're a game and a half up on the Timberwolves from the play-in game. So they need to beat us, and they don't feel like they can let anything happen. Even if they're up by 20, they're going to continue to come at us because they're going to have to put their foot on our neck. And they're going to have this attitude of, who cares if we don't know who these guys are? We have to get a win. So that's how the Jazz are going to play. So this could be, a very difficult game to watch, but it also could be an opportunity for these guys to play one of the NBA's truly great teams or truly elite teams when they're playing well, right? Play against a system, play against Mitchell, and really feel what it's like to have a player Gobert's size, patrolling the paint. The Jazz need to play well, and I'm excited about that for these young guys.
Yeah, and the Jazz, man, if you look at what they've done recently, they beat Memphis in overtime this last game. That was a big win, because now that puts them 2.5 games up on Minnesota with only 3 games left for them. So all they have to do is win tonight, and they sure up they're not playing in the play-in game. So, again, and this is at home. So they only get one more game at home, and that's against Phoenix. So I feel like this is their opportunity to get that spot where they're going to solidify their position, and that's it. So this is their opportunity. What does that mean for this team? I really don't know. I wish I knew, but, this being the G League, and that they're going to come out ready to play, play hard. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen in this game for these young players. In order for us to stay in the game, we're going to have somebody do something spectacular. So I'm ready to see who's going to step up and maybe do that. We might see more players this game because this is a back-to-back game. So we might see a couple other players that we didn't see in this last game just be able to see You know, we had a bunch of players play 40 plus minutes. That's not something that Coach D has done ever really. So it will be interesting to see if he relies on any of those guys again, or if he sits some of them and plays the other guys. So again, this will be interesting tonight. I'm super excited. I get to watch this game with my brother John before he heads back across the ocean. So it'll be fun to see with him. And then, you know, kind of go from there. This team has done a great job, and I feel like for what we've done already, I feel like it's good. And winning 24 games right now with as many players as we have had injured is a definite big win for this team.
Hell yeah, it is. And we're excited about what we're going to see. It's going to be crazy. We got this Jazz game, and then we got two LA games, and those are going to be tough. But this team is growing, and we love it. So we appreciate you guys tuning in. We're going to be back Friday to talk about where we're at and looking forward toward, you know, next season, the end of this season, all of that combined. We've got a lot to talk about. So thanks again. We'll see you then. And as always, this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.